Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Hopefully everybody stays off to a good start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Barker, on this rainy Tuesday morning, afternoon, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully everybody's being safe.
I think it's morning.
Out there. I always look at lunch at 11. I know technically it is, but for some reason I don't look at it that way, though. I know it technically it is.
Interesting.
But I was looking at it like past 9.
Is that afternoon?
Not. I won't say afternoon. It's just ain't morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just ain't morning.
Okay.
So that's just me.
Okay. So
that's
like 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock in the morning.
Midday. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it is. It's yeah. The, it's
that's
the
how
midday.
I look at
it.
It
really is
that's
the midday.
That's how I view it.
It really is.
That is definitely me. That's how I view
fair
it.
Fair enough.
And one reason, because I'm usually up.
Right. When you're five up at 5 a.m. Yeah,
5 hours before it actually, you know, I've been up since, what time I get up? I got up at 4:15 is more. So I've been up since 4:15.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. But the thing about it was I had to.
I didn't go to bed that much before that because of those damn games last night, man. Getting
just
over so
late. Man, just like, because what happened, Andy, her phone fell off the side of the couch. And I had to go get it because she couldn't reach her arm down. So I moved the couch. And that's the couch where everybody sits. That's where most traffic is. All the kids sit there. That's where you spend the majority of our time. You understand this. The bowl understands it. And so I move the couch, and I see, and I'm just like, no freaking way. There's Cheez-Its and Goldfish and Starburst wrappers. All, and it was just this one little corner that I pulled. So I couldn't sleep.
Now, this is down underneath the couch or underneath the couch cushions?
The couch cushion.
Okay.
I couldn't sleep. So I'm like, okay. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting in my chair. I'm just looking at the damn couch like, go clean it. Let's just go see what's up under
what
here.
What else is in there?
And I moved them couches. It's three parts, so you got to move all three parts. And I was so mad. I was finna go wake up everybody in the damn house at 4:30. Call the kids in college, because they some of their stuff down there, too. I was finna wake everybody up this morning at 4:30. I was so damn mad. And I was like, unbelievable. And so I just got the vacuum cleaner out, just started just cleaning up up under that damn couch. It's amazing the stuff that accumulates under the couch. Especially, like I said, the one couch where everybody pretty much, that's where everybody sits at.
Like, what else was, there at least any money or anything?
Yeah, of course, it was quarters.
Couple quarters.
Everything like that. But for the most part, I mean, just, woo. I'm talking about was about to wake everybody, and the baby included, because some of his stuff was under there too. That's how mad I was this morning, trying to clean up a damn couch.
Oof.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about that.
Dude. You know how it is?
I do. Yeah. I know exactly how that is.
Yeah.
I know exactly how it is. It's very gross.
Yeah, dog.
Very,
yeah.
very gross. And then we got the dog, too. Like, not on, in the couch cushions, but underneath the couch.
Yes.
He likes to hide his like, little chew toys and bones under there.
Right.
And then he's like, gets mad, and it's like, you want me to lift the couch up right now? The couch is pretty heavy. Like, you want me to lift it up right now so you can get down underneath there? But he's always right. He's never wrong.
Yeah.
His nose never lies.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, there's nothing down there. And he's like, yes, there is.
Yeah,
and then
man.
In the deepest, darkest little corner, there's this tiny little rawhide. He's like, oh.
And it's so small,
guess
too.
You were right.
It's so damn small.
Guess you were right. I guess your nose is 10,000 times stronger than mine.
Yeah,
you know
but
exactly
I took the, approach.
For.
If it's under the couch, it's getting thrown away.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Okay.
Good call.
There's the alphabet book. You know what? Trash.
Garbage. You're never going to learn the alphabet now.
You know
now.
What? Trash. All right. Everything. If it was on the couch, it was trash.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
trash.
Now, we've all been in the same place where you were, too, where you're so mad and you want someone else to experience
yes.
the anger that you
wake
feel.
Wake everybody up.
But then you don't. And then you have the like that weird realization of like, yeah, I'm just going to clean up.
But, dog, it got me 3 more hours of quiet. If I
would have
woke people
That's
up,
true.
Then everybody would have been down there with me.
Yeah.
So that gave me – I just cleaned up and got me 3 more hours of quiet.
Yeah, but, you know, you're right about that, but all that did was reinforce to them, like, we just make a mess and Dad cleans it
yep.
up. That's all it is.
Yep. There,
this is perfect.
It's,
I don't want these Jesus anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want this anymore.
No respect.
Yeah, I know.
No respect.
So trust me, I respect you.
Thank you very much.
I respect
much.
You for handling the business at 4 o'clock in the morning, all right?
Oh, boy.
I respect you. All right, we were all up pretty late last night. I'm sure you were as well. Maybe not. Maybe you got up this morning and saw what happened. I made it almost to the end of the Braves game.
Almost.
I fell asleep 5 minutes before the walk-off.
Dude, I was struggling.
I dozed off, and then I woke up, and I was like, the Mariners were celebrating. And I was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, dog.
Someone hit a home run
yeah.
in that park, in that weather?
How did that happen? Because you were describing it with staking them before the show. Like, what's the big deal about the park?
The marine layer, Randy. The marine layer. Especially this time of year. The air is damp and heavy. The gaps are deep. So it's hard to hit the ball out of there anyway.
Right.
It is historically one of the hardest parks to hit home runs at, which, you know, kind of sucks.
Considering
home runs are awesome. And also, yes, how the Braves lost last night to the Mariners, a guy who I'd never heard of before, had a great night last night, hits a walk-off home run. And it's pretty wild to know that Max Fried, who started the game last night,
was really good,
didn't allow a hit. And the Braves lost.
Yep.
Now, the context behind that is that Max Fried left after the sixth inning. He had thrown 100 pitches. He went complete game the game before that. So, you know, they're just not going to mess around with a pitch count in April. I get it. It sucks. Yeah. I mean, I wish, you know, when we were kids, you keep a guy in if he has no hitter.
Yeah,
like, you
I mean,
let him keep going.
We can't do that no more.
No,
we can't say when we're kids.
I know.
With any damn sport. But, yeah, I mean, but I think the biggest thing for me about Max particularly was that he came off another good start.
Yep.
Off of a great start with another great start and everything.
15 straight innings of starts where he hasn't allowed a run.
Yeah, unfortunately, they did lose the game. AJ comes in. Why was he in?
AJ Minter?
Yeah.
Because he's a relief pitcher?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Iglesias was used the night before.
Oh.
Didn't they have the day off before yesterday?
No. It was a long travel
day.
They played
okay,
Sunday and Monday.
Oh, okay, so the 5-0. All right, no problem. Okay.
Because it's early in the year, and that's what they do. If it was the playoffs, Iglesias probably would have been the closer, right?
Okay.
But you know this. You know this. They do this. Yes. And everyone gets mad at them, but then the guys are fresh for the playoffs.
And that's all I need.
Yeah.
I'd rather the bats be fresh for the playoffs with the Braves, but that's
yeah, they
got to
focus.
They got to find a way to do that. Yeah, I'd rather the bats be fresh.
Well,
the
good news is none of the best players are hitting either.
Yeah.
So maybe the bats will be fresh for the playoffs because Ronald Acuña is batting .255. Austin Riley is batting .225. Matt Olson's batting .206.
Yes.
Like, the best hitters in the lineup are not hitting the baseball right now.
They are not hitting the baseball.
And it showed up last night.
Well, Kelnick, great job going back home. Got him a hit. And,
yeah.
You know, and everything. I saw a lot of the pregame where they're doing a lot of stuff with him as far as going back to Seattle and everything. And like we were having fun yesterday, Bo was like, he's doing his job as the eighth hitter.
He's doing fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's batting .306 and he's batting ninth. And I know it's so funny. Like, I mean, it was a good trade. It was certainly a good move for the Braves. The Mariners fans are really still, like, emotional about that. I had multiple people text me yesterday. I had one friend call it the battle for the Kelnick Cup. And I was like, dude, he bats ninth. he bats.
The battle for the Kelnick Cup?
I think he was being a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But he was like, dude, he bats ninth and is a platoon left fielder.
Yeah.
Like, But that's the difference in what you're talking about. Look, shout out to the Mariners. They're playing pretty good. They won last night. They got good pitching, and they got just got pesky hitters, man. Mm-hmm. Just hard to get those guys out. But, yeah, that's the Braves, and that's the Mariners.
It's a big difference.
To come to the Braves, and you're Jared Kelnick, you get to platoon a little bit. You get to bat at the bottom of the order, and he got off to a good start, so there's literally no pressure on him. Like, coming out of spring training, people were looking at him a little funny because he wasn't hitting the baseball, but he came out and got a bunch of hits the first week of the season, and no one's talked about him since, right. Which is the best thing for him, to just sort of ease his way into this thing, no pressure. The guys at the top of the lineup who get paid all the money and go to the All-Star games and get all the awards aren't hitting, mm-hmm. So that's something that people are actually talking about. Right. And then Ozuna and Arcia and the rest of these guys are kind of picking him up, Darno. Mm-hmm. So, it's a beautiful situation for him.
That's what I love about this team so much, because everything you just said, those three dudes ain't doing nothing. Yes. I mean, I don't see that.
That's what I love about the team. Yes. They're so good
that
they can get away with a lot of stuff that most teams can't.
Yeah, their margin for error right now is big.
Yes.
You know, because like you said, all the really good players and the guys that are having a great year right now, picking up the slack for the guys that you know that are eventually going to get it going. We know eventually Austin Riley and obviously Ronald and Matt.
Yeah, they all will.
They all will. It's just a matter of time, and with the way the lineup is, they can find a way to just keep carrying. You know, just keep carrying. And like I said, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to other teams around the league, but I'm sure Mookie is playing well. I saw the Dodgers won 7 of 8.
Mookie's playing well.
Yeah. So
real well.
Yeah.
Matty didn't win the MVP last year. Prove a point.
Well, because I know you hear Ozuna's. Oh, he might be the front runner for NL MVP.
Nope.
No, he's not. There's a guy in LA with the name. Is he second, Bo? You think he's second?
Maybe second.
I think he could very easily be in the conversation. But Mookie is definitely the guy right now.
That's always a tough one. It's like
the conversation.
That's such a consolation prize comment. You know what I mean?
In the conversation.
He's your top five guy.
In the conversation.
In the conversation.
Yeah, right. But he's also not, though. It's the last day of April. Like, no one's won the MVP award yet, okay? But in the first however many games of the season that they've played so far, there's no one close to Mookie Betts. Yeah. there's just no one near where he's at right now. Now, Marcelo Ozuna still leads baseball in RBIs, which is nice. 31. Mookie Betts has 46 hits, and he's batting .377.
Who's leading home runs if it's not Marcel?
Trout.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Who, by the way, is back and healthy for at least.
Oh, man, looks good. Okay.
Yeah, Marcel's one behind him. And then this kid named Gunnar Henderson.
What a name.
Plays for Baltimore.
Yeah, Gunnar.
Dude, they just got all the young guys.
That's not the catcher.
No, that's not their catcher. But they just
shortstop. They got all the college-looking blondes.
Yeah. they all have, the Dansby hair in the back. They're good. They're a good young baseball team. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back, tell you what's trending, including what Brian Snitker is talking about here.
Barrel one up good and get the feeling. And
that's what you got to do. You got to feel it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Acuna goes. Safe. He snuck the hand in there. And the Braves have a runner in scoring position. And Acuna's going again. And he's going to get third base easily.
This turned into no contest. He never looked back. And it wasn't as if Dylan Moore wasn't holding him. You see how close he was to the bag. That was just a mental error from Bryce Miller.
Ron's not swinging the bat great, but he's doing other things to help us win games. And, you know, he's going to get it. He's going to get his ball game going too, but he's been a big part of what we're doing here. And you just got to hang with him. You know, we've been through this before, and you know, the only way they're going to get out of it is get out there and you know, and barrel one up good and get the feeling. And it's just, you know, it's a tough part of this game. You know, you got to fight through stuff like that.
That's life, man.
That's just life.
That's just life.
Yeah.
That is.
It's just ups and downs.
You got to get, yeah, it is. And you just got to get out there and barrel one up.
That's right.
That's it.
And even if you're in a little bit of a rut, you still got to find a way to get it done.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Maybe you're having a bad day. I don't know what the life analogy equivalent is to having a bad day, but stealing second and third to make sure your team gets a run in a 0-0 game.
Right.
But that's what Ronald Acuna did last night. I guess just suck it up and make it happen.
You got to.
It's what it is.
Yeah, because you complain, it ain't going to get it. Ain't going to do nothing for you.
No.
It's
just going to make it worse.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a key point. That was a key point factor in the game.
It damn near won him the game.
Exactly. And so I understand what Nick, and he's right. Ronald's not swinging the way
he's not.
That we expect him to. Neither are a lot of other guys.
Nope.
You know, you're 1-3-4 is
struggling.
Struggling.
Yeah.
Big
struggling
time. And
big
most
time.
teams, when they're 1-3-4 guys, are struggling.
Yeah.
They don't win.
Luckily, you're 5-6-7 guys.
Yeah, they don't win a lot of games.
Are tearing the cover off the ball.
They don't win a lot of games. So, yeah. It's you're just waiting for it. And I think that, and I'm like this sometimes, every swing Ronald. Oh, that's it. That's right. The one right there.
Yeah, I know. He fouled a couple off last night. It was like, he just missed.
Yeah.
Like, he's right there. He just missed it. And you know what it is. As soon as he gets that one and he feels it like you're talking about, then he goes on a tear. Then he bats .420 for a month and a half, and everything's right with the world. Unfortunately,
right now,
he's not doing that. Still pretty badass to get on base finally. Yeah. No one had been on base.
Right.
He finally gets on base, and he's like, you know what? This isn't a single.
Okay. Let's go.
This is a triple. We're going to get over to third base.
There's
not a damn thing they can do about it. And then Ozzie pays it off with the double, and they score the run. And at that point, it kind of looked a little bit like they were going to get to Miller. Like, it looked like he was shaky a little bit, but he figured
back.
It out, man. The guy goes 7 innings, strikes out 10 guys. And only gives up one earned run against this Braves lineup. And again, like we've said, we know some of the best hitters in the lineup aren't really going right now, but still, like, that was an impressive pitching performance from Bryce Miller for the Mariners. Max Fried had an amazing performance as well. They're both throwing no-hitters through 6 innings.
Right.
Like, it's pretty remarkable to see a game like that. And then, unfortunately, A.J. Minter couldn't get it done. A.J. Minter couldn't close it out.
Now, y'all were telling me about this kid, Bryce, because I was like, who the hell is this guy? He was the guy that came here last year. You said the Braves roughed him up pretty bad.
Oh, I don't. I was listening to that on the broadcast last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd never really paid attention to Bryce Miller before, but you could tell in the first at-bat last night with Acuna how locked in he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was throwing 98 on the black with movement, and Acuna's kind of bailing his hands out, and they're strikes.
Yes.
It's like, damn, this guy's pretty nasty. And he was really sharp last night. So, yeah, I guess last year was his rookie year, got off to an okay start, came out here, Braves got to him, and he, I don't know, didn't really recover his season.
Sorry, it was payback.
He's off to a great start this year.
It was payback.
That's what the Mariners have. They've got a really good rotation. They've got a really good bullpen, and they got a couple good guys in their lineup and a bunch of scrappy make you work for it hitters, and that's kind of what they are.
Yeah, man. But tonight, our guy Ronaldo Lopez is going tonight against Luis Castillo. 9:40. Whew.
Same start time.
Whew. Let me give you a nap.
Thank goodness for these fast games, man.
Yeah, dog.
Or, you know, you don't know. There's no... No one's giving you a hard time if you're not able to stay up until 11 o'clock to watch a baseball game. We know you guys are out there. You got to get up early.
Yeah.
You got jobs.
Yeah.
Not everybody can stay up till damn midnight to watch Max Fried and Bryce Miller duel it out. That's what you got us for.
Yes.
We'll come in and tell you what happened. We'll let you know. Because we get up in the morning and watch the recap on YouTube.
You're damn right. or the TV just comes on and
or the game's on
or
again.
Or the game's on again.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
True. Yeah. Valley likes to replay those games in the middle of the night.
That's
too.
Exactly what you do. Yeah, I mean, sucks to lose that one. Obviously, tip your hat to the Mariners. Like you said, the kid was outstanding yesterday, and you know we'll still just sit around and just hopefully this is the game, because that's how I go into it. Most of the games nowadays, just hopefully this is the game where these guys get it going offensively.
Yeah, try to break out tonight. Yep. All right. If you were up late watching the end of that game, it was easy to flip over and watch the end of this one as well. And if you did, you saw Jamal Murray send the Lakers packing.
Jumper from eight. Got it again! 3.6 seconds left for the Lakers!
Well,
yeah,
they didn't have a timeout.
You knew what was going to happen. Yeah. Jamal Murray gets the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter.
You knew he was going to make that
shot.
Especially
against the Lakers.
You knew he was going to make that shot.
Man, he was good last night. He was good from the beginning of the game last night. Like, he got off to a nice start, and we didn't even know if he was going to play until about an hour before tip. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because the Lakers, they got swept again. But it was like –
Well, they got one.
They got one. But what I mean is that, like, they were in every single game until the end.
Yeah.
You know, and so for them to lose the game the way they did, now you got all the off-season questions that are going to come around, especially around LeBron. He was asked last night, didn't want to answer the question. He's going to opt out of the 51 and try and get the three-year 160, I think it was.
Yeah, and someone's going to give it to him.
And the Lakers are going to give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lakers are going to give it to him. LeBron's not going to retire. Now, if I was LeBron, if I wasn't in a position to get the one something, then I'd probably retire. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, he could take the win because he wants to own a damn team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need all the M's you need.
There's nothing wrong with another 168 mil.
Yeah.
Plus, he's still playing great.
He's still playing good,
obviously,
man.
He can't – I mean, he played a lot of games this year, too. Like
most
– he's – I mean, I don't know. You can nitpick. I guess he's not exactly what he was 10 years ago or whatever.
Who is?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, who is?
Well, most people that are 39 are retired.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 39 and he's about to get a three-year contract, and he's still playing at an incredibly high level.
Yeah, I mean,
and on a given night, like, he's not the best player in the NBA anymore over the period of a season. But on a given night,
he can be.
Yeah. And I don't know how many – like, I need one great performance.
Yep.
There's only a couple guys in the league I'm taking before I take LeBron.
I agree. I think that, and you know, how it's the offseason now, and you're already hearing the rumblings of the two guards here in Atlanta as far as going out there to L.A., and L.A. has more. They got picks, and, you know, they got contracts with other guys.
Right. I guess they will have a couple more picks when the next league year starts because they don't have any picks now. So in June, they'll come upon a couple of more picks, which would make maybe a trade with them a little bit more interesting than it would have been at the trade deadline for some of these teams that no one made a trade with them because they just didn't have the assets to move. Maybe they will now. But again, like, if you're giving up a guy that makes your team better right now, like if you're the Hawks and it's Trae Young or DeJounte Murray, you're not getting anything in return that makes your team better.
Right.
Like, you're getting draft picks. And maybe, I mean, you have to get something to make the contracts
maybe
work.
Maybe Austin Reeves.
Yeah, but, like, really, though. Yeah. Like, that's,
I'm with you.
Like, that's what you're getting.
Yeah, but, and, I mean, those speculations are already out there rampant and everything. And when you look at, you know, potential guys to go to L.A., because it's always that one thing that, you know, LeBron's in it for championships. And they just don't have the right roster around them. And it seems like they play well. You get that stretch of games from certain guys they bring over, like Rui, plays well, but can he pull it over into the next season?
No.
You know, Austin Reeves.
Can he do it consistently?
Austin Reeves okay.
He's okay.
He's okay.
And again, on a given night, he might go off, but not consistent.
D'Angelo, you don't know what. Now, the thing with D'Angelo has a player option for 18. Does he opt in or does he opt out thinking somebody's going to give him that?
It's a good question.
That's the big question.
Somebody will give it to him.
You think so?
Not probably a good team, but somebody, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to get to the salary cap floor somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Wizards got to pay somebody.
Yeah, that is true.
You know
that
what
is
I mean?
True. But I thought, oh, God, can you see him and damn Jordan Poole and Kuzma together?
I can.
Oh, God.
I can.
Oh, God. Oh, God. But, yeah, give credit to Denver. Like you said, we knew when Jamal got the ball, it was going in.
You knew
it was going. But their team played – the other guys played so well. Michael Porter Jr. knocking down open shots. you know, they were able to Joker just going to, what do you have, 20-20-9 or something like that? 30-20-9 or whatever he had. But I mean,
yep.
He just does his
25-29.
And he does his thing. And now this next series is must see because you got Denver and Minnesota. Ant-Man in the fourth quarter guarding Jamal Murray.
I mean,
yeah. Now, I ain't going to say the other way around because Jamal Murray can't guard nobody. But I'm just talking about Ant-Man and him into the game.
Yeah. You brought this up last week when we were talking about the kind of the feel surrounding Denver and their run this year versus last year and all that kind of stuff. And I like your point of, like, maybe it's not so much about them. It's about other teams having more this year. And Minnesota is built in a way that's going to give them trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, first of all, Anthony Edwards is one of the best players in the league right now, and you can't really do anything to stop him on a given night. Yep. And he's a killer. Like, all he wants to do is destroy.
He said that.
That's what he said after game three. All I want to do is kill what's in front of me.
Yes.
Damn, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kobe. Like,
yeah, that's what he said.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But he can also back it up because he's one of the most talented guys in the league. But he just, I don't know, we were goofing around about this yesterday, built from the right stuff. He is.
Yeah.
Like, he is a superstar built in a lab from a physical standpoint, but also from a mentality standpoint.
Yeah, he just don't give a damn, man.
And he's already the leader of that team. Mm-hmm. You that little back and forth him and Kat had where Kat was kind of laughing and Ant was not. He's like, no, stop fouling people.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
they got
the big bodies to bang with
exactly.
Joker.
You can throw some big bodies at him.
Yeah, man.
You know, I mean, Gobert's not going to stop him, but he can
Joker's
try.
Gonna get his.
Oh, he's going to get his.
He's going to get his. But no, I think that's going to be a great series. Saw all last night. The OKC went ahead and put a nail, when just took out damn the Pelicans and everything.
It's just
like
such
that.
A bummer. Zion
it is.
Hurt.
And then the Heat, they go down and win. I mean, surprisingly, but the biggest thing for that was Porzingis going down. And, like, you know, it's a non-contact injury, tried to come back, seemed like he might have re-aggravated. And, I mean, they're so good. I mean, if you told me Derek White would have scored 38 points last night, I was like, yeah right.
They're deep.
They are deep. They are.
They got depth. That series is just unwatchable.
Miami going to take something.
I know.
What did Denzel say? I'm leaving here with something.
They're
going to take the flesh.
They got one game just to prove to everybody that the Celtics are still capable of that. And Porzingis gets hurt.
Yes.
And so we'll see. Like, who knows the long-term effects of that, but that's a really big deal if he's out.
Is the Cleveland-Orlando season thing over here?
No, I think it's tied.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that series is tied.
And then the Knicks obviously have a chance to close out Philly tonight, which would be so fitting. They got to go. I mean,
I don't want to see Embiid
like that no more.
I'm about done with the Sixers.
Yeah, I just want to see Embiid playing hobbled and then him over there taking cheap shots and doing all kind of raggedy stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it feels like the end of something there, which I don't – you know, in whatever even happened, but like it started with the process and it seems like maybe this is where it ends because as good as Embiid is, you can't trust him.
No.
Like he's just going to get hurt.
He's so great, but
he's going to get hurt.
He's just going to get hurt
every year.
And that's the part that sucks about it because you want to believe him because he's so damn great. But it's just always – and it's always around this time. It's like I always get hurt around the playoffs.
Yeah, like right when they need him the most.
Right when they need him the most. And so you look at that, and it was the other one. In Indy, no Dame, no Giannis.
Yeah.
Night-night.
That one probably ends tonight.
Yeah, night-night.
Speaking of teams that are going to have some questions to answer in the offseason, Lakers, Phoenix, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
All those teams. I don't know how much changes in Milwaukee, but
– But Dame don't want to be there.
Dame doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, he does not.
He doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there.
And they're going to get bounced in the first round. Yeah. And, you know, you combine those things together, and anything can happen in an offseason. And then Phoenix is just a disaster in and of themselves. Yeah. Like, they, you know.
Yeah, that's just, you know. But
pretty explainable because they torched the roster in terms of actual pieces that fit where they needed to be.
Yeah, but the new owner, he had to do something. He had to.
He didn't have to.
No, he had.
He had to.
He had to.
It would have been smart to be like, you know, James Jones is pretty smart.
He's a very
GM.
Good general manager. How about I let him?
And then, like, the coach and James Jones are like, hey, it'd be cool if we had a point guard. And they're like, no, because all the point guard's going to do is take the ball out of Book and KD's hands.
Well, no, hold
like,
on.
No, no, no. He's going to put it in their hands, actually.
No, hold on. Bradley Beal can dribble.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal can dribble and pass. Yeah. Let's let him be the point guard. So can Book. Let's let him be the point
guard. They're kind of all point guards. It's positionless.
Yes.
It's just kind of.
And there's that word.
There's the word.
Nobody ever wins with positionless anything.
Now,
I've noticed that.
You need positions.
You need positions. That was that old crap they try to sell us here. Oh, we're positionless here. Like, just say he's an ex-receiver. Okay. Damn.
Positionless.
Positionless never wins.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Units, they're pretty well established roles and positions for a reason. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Mike Conti will join us next. I can't wait because Mike was like, you know, they're live on the air calling the draft when the pick is made. Mike said he's only been speechless twice in his life on the radio. Obviously, the Penix pick was one of them. I want to know what the other one was. Like, what was the other thing that made him speechless as well? So we'll get Mike in here. We'll talk about that. Obviously, we'll get some Atlanta United, some offseason Hawks thoughts as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show.
I would have caught that damn ball.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have dropped the one that he drops in the end zone later in the game as well.
I would have caught that one.
You're telling me, Randy. I was screaming it from the rooftops back in 2002. They should draft you over Jeremy Stephens. I wasn't, but I wish they would have. I wish they would have. Yeah, he likes to drop passes.
Right there, too.
No doubt.
Right there.
Plus, he's a criminal, so he's a bad guy all around. All around. All right, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into some of the big headlines, obviously continue reacting to the draft. And the Falcons, with some more news yesterday as well. We've been talking about this the last couple of days. They did exercise the fifth-year option on Kyle Pitts.
There it is.
Didn't know when they would do it. Figured they would do it. Yeah. They did it yesterday. We'll get to all that. Before we do any of that, though, let's get Mike Conti in here. All right, Mike, I saw your tweet on Thursday night, or maybe it might have been early Friday morning, Thursday night, regarding the Falcons selecting Penix at 8.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are down there covering it. You're on the air. Great work every year, as always.
Thank you.
The second time in your career you've been speechless.
What was the first?
The first time was actually relatively recent as well. It was that Thiago Almada two goals in stoppage time against San Jose last year to begin the season. You remember that?
Yeah.
And they were both crazy goals. And the second one, I didn't know what to say. that was positive speechless.
Sure.
Look, I think, as I said on Thursday night, the Falcons were entitled to an explanation. We've gotten their explanation. It is a reasonable explanation. They feel like that they're strong enough where they're not going to be picking in the top 10 for quite a long time. And if that turns out to be the case, then now is the time to go up and get your quarterback. But I'm still struggling with it a couple days later. I respect the decision. It is one heck of a brave gamble.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the best interest of making the team more competitive right now. I don't think it's in Michael Penix's best interest at all. And that's something that I don't think a lot of people have really talked about yet. How's Michael Penix going to get better sitting on the bench for the next 3 years and not playing in games other than in the preseason? He's not. And, okay, great. He's going to practice and, quote-unquote, learn from Kirk Cousins. Awesome. Randy, you've played.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine probably the single most important phase in which a football player in the National Football League can get better is by playing an actual game.
Yeah. That helps.
Yep. Best way to get better at football.
Penix is not going to play in a game until 2026 unless something goes wrong. Look, I love Penix. I think you could make an argument he might even be the best quarterback in this draft. I love it. I hope it works out. If it does, we look back on this as one of the shrewdest 40 chess moves in the history of the National Football League. But I find too many potholes in this plan, and hopefully I'm wrong and the Falcons are right. The one thing I will say, a lot of people very passionate about this pick on both sides.
No doubt.
We've seen that over the last 5-6 days, and I really do truly hope this works out.
Right.
We'll see.
I think that, in you know, when you look at, like you said, the shock of it. And like, I was sitting there with my boy, and we're watching. It's like, and right before every pick, they were bringing Schefter up. And the way he was talking, everything he said right before the pick was the pick. And when he started talking about it, first thing he said, they went and worked out Michael Penix right before the pick. I was like, they're not about to take Michael Penix Jr. And then they took him. And I know from my standpoint, if I'm Grady or somebody, I'm like, really?
Right.
Like you couldn't get us some now help? Like, I might not be here when Michael Penix plays.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys on the roster that might not be here when Michael Penix plays.
Might not be here when this guy comes.
I think they believe that they have a team right now, regardless of anything they did in the draft, a team that would be very, very competitive in the division, probably win the division and go to the playoffs.
I agree.
Don't disagree. Boy, I would have loved to have seen them do something that would make them maybe a little more competitive to win a playoff game or two. If we're setting the floor or I guess the ceiling at make the playoffs, you have a 1-4 chance as we sit right now in April of making the playoffs in the NFL. All you have to do is win your division. You have to be the best among four teams. I don't know if that's like really the ceiling that we would want the Falcons to have right now, or their fans would want them to have. You know, they've gone a very, very long time without making the playoffs, let alone winning a playoff game. I want to see them make a run. And I just think they missed an opportunity to make themselves better. And, you know, to your point about Grady Jarrett, you know, the depth is thinner than I would like it to be on the defensive side of the ball right now. You know, Grady Jarrett's coming off an ACL. So, look, again, totally respect the explanation. Tip my cap to the bravery that it took to make the selection. I just don't think it aligns with a team that is trying to win right now. You know, this is a pick for the future when I think the right now is very, very intriguing for this team, because they are very close to being a team that I think could win a playoff game or two and maybe be right there at the end of January.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think we all felt after the Cousins move and some of the other stuff that they did that the floor at that point was winning the division, right? Now you feel like you're the best team in the division, which is excellent. But yeah, that sort of that being the, okay, good. We got to the place that's acceptable. Yeah, we want to maintain what's acceptable for a while in order to do this.
Now,
the other thing about it is, though, it's like, all right, fine, I guess. Like, if that's what happens and the team's okay for a couple of years and then Cousins leaves and then Penix slots in and then, I don't know, maybe he takes him to another level, maybe he doesn't, who knows, because he's going to be a rookie, essentially, quarterback at that time. It feels like there's kind of two ways this goes. Either they're right and it was genius, and we look back on this 5-10 years from now, it's like, damn, they set themselves up. Or the opposite happens, which is normally what happens in the league, where it's very, very hard to win for a million different reasons.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, that's what they did? Like, that was the decision they made?
And even if they're right, I think they've made it hard on themselves to be right, because I want to go back to the initial point that Penix could be the best quarterback in this draft, but if he's not going to play for 3 years, is he getting better? Is Michael Penix Jr. What will the Falcons be doing to develop Michael Penix Jr. over the next 3 years if he does not play in games? I think the other kind of unintended consequence, and, you know, we're all adults, and this is the National Football League and all that, but the first bad game that Kirk Cousins has, you're going to be hearing people calling this radio station clamoring for Michael Penix. And I think whether intentionally or unintentionally, the Falcons may have undermined Kirk Cousins a little bit.
Definitely.
Now, again, we're all adults here. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to make that a thing. But it's just one more thing that you're going to have to contend with, because Kirk Cousins is an outstanding quarterback. Again, best quarterback available in this offseason, and the Falcons went and got him, and I'm super pumped about that. But he is going to make a mistake or two.
Yeah.
He might even lose you a game or two.
No, and that's going to happen.
It's just going to happen, and I just cringe because in this city – the backup quarterback, for whatever reason, over the last almost 20 years, has been the most popular player on the Atlanta
Falcons. What was that one when, with Matt Ryan? And
Dominique Davis was always my favorite. You know, if Matt Ryan had like a two-interception game, oh, man, we got to get Dominique Davis in there.
No, Matt Schaub.
The backup quarterback was popular when it was those guys.
Yeah.
Well,
this
Kurt
backup
Benkert
quarterback's
even.
A top 10 draft pick.
Yeah, I know.
It's different.
But again, we're all adults here. So, you know, I'm going to assume that's not going to be
I don't think it's going to take that long. That's just my thought process. When we talked about it yesterday, I just think he's going to play sooner than later. I don't know. I just don't. Like, I'm with. Like, I don't want to.
If it happens, then something has gone wrong, though.
Yeah. But it could go wrong in a way where it doesn't, like, hurt your team. Like, Kirk could go down.
Salary-wise.
That's what I'm talking about. It hurts you salary-wise. Yeah. But, like, maybe something happens. God, you know.
Yeah, but again, I would classify that as something going wrong. I mean, if Kirk Cousins suffers an injury that causes
I think Michael's ready to go.
I do too. Yeah. And again, that's the shame of all of this. I think he's ready to go. Yeah. We're not going to see.
Yeah, I think he's ready to go.
Which is the shame of all.
Hey, Mike, okay, NBA offseason for the Lakers has started.
Yes.
And the first name I heard this morning, Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they didn't say which one, because obviously they were talking about they were trying to trade for one in the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. But now it's offseason. They got themselves to have Andy. We saying they got some
ammunition, have more first
picks
rounders.
And first rounders this summer and everything.
Because now they can trade whatever 5 years into the future first rounders.
Right. So, yeah.
Do one of these guys make sense
for the Lakers?
Yes.
Where's LeBron? That's my question.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'm overreading what he said last night. I think the door may have been pushed open by LeBron last night for retirement, which I think would be a mistake. I mean, I think he's still playing at a very, very high level.
He kind of said that last year, though, too. Remember that?
Yeah, well, and LeBron has a very unique ability of being able to say things in a coded way that gets us all talking about LeBron.
Yeah.
Without him actually doing anything. So take it with a grain of salt. If LeBron is still with the L.A. Lakers, though, Randy, I mean, Trae Young is going to be rumored as someone that the Lakers might go after. In fact, I get emails every day from this odds maker. And yesterday's email was odds on D'Angelo Russell's team for 2024-25. And the Hawks were the favorite. To have D'Angelo Russell at +250 based on this odds maker. Well, now let's connect the dots. I mean, that would probably tell you that Trae Young
that would be a trade.
Is now on the Lakers, and D'Angelo Russell came over to the Hawks. So you're going to hear his name rumored a lot. He has a home in Los Angeles. But, you know, again, Trae has said out loud he wants to be here, he wants to win here, and he's under contract here. So nothing is a guarantee, but you're going to hear a lot of chatter about that. I don't think there's much doubt.
Let's just speculate wildly now, since all of this is a mystery anyway. how much does LeBron want to play with his son? Because that's been the rumor for years, that he wanted to be able to hang on long enough. Now this is the first year where that would actually be possible.
Yeah, but LeBron's son is now going to Duquesne because it didn't really work out so well for him at USC this past year. So he's going to play at least one more college year.
Oh, is he?
In the
official?
Well, I don't know if that's official. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. The Duquesne coach tweeted a photo of Bronny doing the chalk thing. That was from the Duquesne coach.
Oh, really?
So I took that as confirmation, but perhaps not. I don't know.
They also there's rumors today that the Lakers are open to adding Bronny, drafting Bronny, and putting him on that roster if that's what it takes. My point in all of that, to bring it back here, is if that's what it takes, then the Hawks should just draft Bronny.
Yeah, draft him right now.
Him with the
if that's what it's going to tank.
Yeah, that's just as good of a plan as tanking. And teams tank every year.
Here's my thing. Trying to look at this maybe a little more realistically, but I don't know. Like, now I'm very confused. I thought Bronny was going to Duquesne, so maybe I messed that up. If Bronny is going to Duquesne and playing another year or two in college, I don't see LeBron playing more than two more years.
Right.
I don't think the clock's going to work out for him. And I think anyone who watched Bronny this year at USC, he needs more polish. He needs a lot more refinement. If the Lakers were to draft him, he'd be playing in the G League. He'd be a two-way player.
From what I'm reading, rumors and speculation about Duquesne. Not official.
Okay,
but
that's interesting, but it though, could because happen. Their coach tweeted that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But no way of recruiting.
But I think he tweeted that.
No way of recruiting.
Okay. Hey, I tweeted it, so please come here.
In the hopes that we would see it and then be like, well, that's where he's going.
It makes a lot of sense, though, because the Duquesne coach was LeBron's high school assistant, I think, and Keith Dambrot, who was their head coach, just retired. So there's a lot of connections here.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Mike.
We appreciate it.
Buckle up.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. The Falcons did exercise the fifth-year option on Kyle Pitts yesterday. We'll get to that and the rest of the news from around the league on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.